following our week, I mean, we're in a normal work week. You know, we do some preliminary game planning, the assistants do, you know, prior to Friday, Saturday, sometimes Thursday night. So that part hasn't changed. We came in as a staff this morning, graded the tape, went through the staff meeting, went through every player's grades like we always do, and, you know, those grades will be given to the players. So.
All the holiday kind of disrupt things this week, Mike, at all?
Well, with Thanksgiving, we've always felt that it's important for, you know, the players, and support staff, and coaches to be with their families, and that'll definitely be the case Thursday. So we'll move everything up, and we'll get our work done in the morning, and everybody will be home by 1 o'clock.
Last couple games, it seems like you've cultivated more weapons offensively. Eddie in this screen game, obviously, getting plays from the tight ends. How important is that as an offense moving forward to not have to rely on the same cast of characters to have all the balance there?
Well, I felt, you know, I always have felt, I think Aaron does a very good job running the offense. I think anytime you install a system of offense, it's important to let the offense work for you. I think sometimes, you know, as a younger quarterback and even as a younger play caller, you could have a tendency to chase the game, try to make things happen, where you need to trust your plan, trust the things that you're doing. Aaron's always done a very good job of going through the progressions, you know, not forcing the ball, throwing it to the open guy. Now, how we install plays and who you try to make, you know, the primary receiver versus secondary receiver, you know, that part hasn't changed. So I just really think what you're seeing is the way defenses are attempting to play us, that, you know, Aaron's just kind of going through the process of delivering the ball to where it needs to be delivered. So with that, other people are getting more opportunities.
Mike, were you aware of Eddie's illness before or during the game?
Yes, it's where Eddie was a little under the weather. He's fighting through a GI illness. He was in today for the regen workout, so he went through the weight room work and so forth, but it's something that we're still monitoring.
Were you surprised in how well he played, considering he wasn't feeling so well?
Well, I mean, I think he's just really a credit to Eddie. He's a heck of a football player, and just for him to go out and have that performance in that situation, I think speaks volumes to the type of person he is.
Mike, after winning some games by bigger margins, what can a close win like yesterday do for your team?
It's another experience you can draw from. You know, winning close games is something you have to have in November, December, and as you go into playoff football. So, I mean, it's definitely something that you can build off of. Any time you have success, and even when things don't go your way, there are experiences, and you can learn from it. So, I mean, it was good for us to have that type of win.
Like Dom mentioned a couple times with us just a minute ago, that you have to be extra sharp against a team like New England, a quarterback like Brady. How do you instill that in the week's work? How do you hit on sharpness?
So you're saying we're not sharp?
He just said you have to be extra sharp.
Extra sharp. Extra sharp. Okay, well, extra sharp will be the focus. I mean, you just gave me my theme for the week, I guess, here, Rob. Never thought you'd contribute to helping me win around here, but it's good to see. Yeah, thanks. Oh, shoot, I mean, New England's a great football. I mean, a great football team. Just the way they, you know, the way they're hitting their stride right now. Just watching the video this morning, very, very impressive. So we'll stay, you know, in tune with that. We're not gonna, you know, we're not gonna make a bunch of changes. We like the football team that we are, and we look forward to the competition.
Mike, with all the hype on the game, is it important to you guys to treat this game no different than treat the Patriots, no different than anybody else?
Well, I think it's important to treat every game based on what you see on the video. So, I mean, we're not going to get too far away from the yellow pad. We're not going to get too far away from the video screen. We're going to stay true to our process and our preparation, regardless of who comes out of the tunnel at Lambeau Field. So it's a home game. It'll be a great crowd. They're an excellent football team. They deserve all the respect that they get right now for not only being an excellent football team this year, but with their program and what their organization has done over the last 10 to 15 years. So we get all that, and we respect that, but, you know, we'll be working all week to win the game on Sunday.
you've been asked periodically about the running game, about maybe not quite being up to par, but was yesterday what you were looking for, that if the team is going to try to take away your passing weapons, that your run game can pick up the slack for life?
I like our run game. I liked it yesterday. I like the way our offense is producing points. After 11 games, we've produced a lot of points, and it's a standard that we've set and we'll continue to work towards. So, whether it comes through the run or the pass, to me, is irrelevant. I think you try to have certain players touch the ball a certain number of times, but at the end of the day, you have to create opportunities, situations, and their performance and their execution usually takes care of that.
Mike, what kind of test is Gronkowski going to be just for your defense? And
Gronkowski is a big test. I mean, we haven't played someone like him in a while. That's for sure. I mean, he's just his size and his ability just to create a throwing radius just with his body. And I think he definitely has more vertical speed than people realize. I mean, he's an excellent football player, and he's definitely a difference maker.
Are you kind of curious though, like everyone? Quarterbacks.
Well, I mean, obviously, like I've already stated, I mean, we have a lot of respect for their football team, and I'm definitely looking forward to it. I mean, these are games that when the schedule comes out, you look at it, and you're hopeful that both teams are in a very good place, which both teams are. Both teams have good records, and I think it should be a heck of a game.
How are they able to plug in Jonas Gray, pick up LeGarrette Blount, and do what they've done in the running game? And do you have to really keep saying that they're running the ball really well right now, too, even with Tom Brady?
Well, yeah. They're running it well and obviously throwing it pretty darn good, too. So, I mean, it's, they do a great job week to week on how they challenge you schematically. I don't think you can ever go, from one week to the other and think that this is the way they're going to play you. So that's been a strength of their operation for a long time, and I'm sure they'll have this thing planned for us.
Is that really noticeable? If you go back two or three games of the review of the Patriots, how dramatically it might change week to week versus some team?
I mean, it's probably pretty easy the last 2 weeks. Just look at the runs and passes. So you guys kind of like to do that, don't you?
How did Lang and Matthews come out of the game?
Good. I mean, they're both battling through things. It's it's that time of year. So, yeah, I mean, TJ's battling through the ankle and, saw Clay earlier. So he went through the workout. He looked like he came out of the game okay.
Is there any temptation to over-prepare in a situation like this when you're facing a team that changes its – might change its scheme, might alter its scheme during the middle of the game, or like Belichick?
Well, I think it's like anything. You have an approach, and part of your approach is you have adjustments – in that approach. So, I mean, every football play that I've ever installed, and I can promise you that's installed with our football team, you have your assignment and then your adjustment, it goes right there with it. So, I mean, adjustments need to be proactive. If we're talking about adjustments and looking to tweak things during the game, then we didn't do our job as coaches. So we'll be proactive with our adjustments as part of our plan like we always do.
Mike, going back to counting runs and passes, Eddie, I think his season high for carries before yesterday was 17. I know you didn't get to the number of plays you wanted all season, but you put up all those points. Is that where maybe the number of carries that you'd like to have gotten him have gone because you haven't gotten to the number of plays? And is he so laid back? Has he ever said anything to you at all about wanting to be more involved or wanting to help more or anything like that?
No, the only thing I ever focused on with Eddie or any of the offensive perimeter players is how many times they touch the ball. So, if you look at our season, it's been different. I mean, it's to score this many points with the total number of plays. Matt Flynn's played in, three or four ball games. I don't know if I've ever had a backup play that many games in maybe 2 years. So, I mean, really, I don't think statistics really reflect the whole picture of everything that we've done. So Eddie's a good teammate, and Eddie you know, if you, I think if you had asked Eddie, because I've heard him answer the question a number of times, he just wants to be a good teammate.
When you look big picture at that, how much of an anomaly this is for all the years you've coached in the NFL, why do you think you guys have been so ridiculously efficient?
Well, I mean, I think it's a group on offense that's been together a while. I think the veteran leadership there really does a good job in helping the younger players come in and make an impact. I mean, we have a number of rookies that are doing some big time things for us. And you look at this mode of operation of no huddle and just kind of how we've changed our offense a few years back. This is our third year into it. And you look at last year, I thought we were really taking off coming out of the Minnesota game up there. And, then the following week, was Chicago at home, and we know what happened there. So, and I just think we got to pick up where we left off. And I just think it's a veteran group that does a great job clearly understanding how to game plan and how to operate on Sundays.
Does Don have any insight at all into Belichick from the brief time he spent with him? Is he able to help you at all?
Well, I mean, Dom and I've talked about, things that they do, from an operations standpoint. And, they go about it differently, but obviously it works very well for them. I mean, their success is, speaks for itself. So I don't think it's nothing that I'm relying on to put together a game plan, for Sunday. So, we have a process and how we go about things, how we game plan and how we meet and, I set the offensive vision for the game plan this morning, and we'll work towards that as we go in our game plan meetings tomorrow.
Like a lot of times when you play an AFC opponent, 4 years later they might have a whole coach, a whole new system. Both of you guys have had your systems in for forever. Is there much even reason to go back and look at those? I mean, can you get anything out of looking at it?
I don't think so, because I think the players changed so much, and obviously the starting quarterback, the last time we played him was Matt Flynn. So, I don't know that game will really help us.
Two more.
Mike, was Perry able to do anything for you guys on Saturday? How close was he?
He's getting close. We'll know Wednesday. I actually didn't even get to talk to the trainers today about Nick. But, I know he was here and went through his work that was laid out for him today.